You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I want to talk about Sabbath principles today. In the King James Version of the Old Testament, the Bible, Sabbath appears 172 times. That's right, 172 times in the Old Testament, the word Sabbath appears in the King James Version Bible. Out of that, 137 times the word Sabbath, in Hebrew Shabbat. 35 times we have the word Sabbath, Shabbaton. In the New Testament, it appears Sabbath, the word Sabbath appears 68 times. There are hundreds of references talking about it. This morning, I found 29 places in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, that contained a command on something that we are supposed to do or not do on observing the Sabbath. 29 times in the first five books of the Bible. A commandment of something we're either supposed to do or not supposed to do on the Sabbath. You know what? This is a big subject and it's important to God. So, these 29 times, they are in Exodus 16:23, 16:25, 16:26, 20 verse 8, 20 verse 10, 20 verse 11, 31 verse 14, 31 verse 15, 31 verse 16, 35 verse 2, 35 verse 3. Leviticus 16:31, 23 verse 3. 23 verse 11, 23 verse 15, 23 verse 16, 23 verse 24, 23 verse 32, 23 verse 39, 24 verse 8, 25 verse 2, 25 verse 4, 25 verse 6. In Numbers, we have Numbers 15:32, 28 verse 9, 28 verse 10. And in Deuteronomy, we have Deuteronomy 5:12, 5:14, and 5:15. Folks, that's a whole lot of verses about things that we're supposed to do on the Sabbath. Let me get back to you here for a second on this important topic. All right, let's just, you know, we got to get into this. Sabbath principles here. Remember the man gathering sticks to kindle a fire? In Numbers 15:32, he was violating this. Exodus 35 verse 1, it says, "Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, 'These are the words of the Lord which he has commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but on the seventh day it shall be a holy day of rest to you, a Sabbath of rest of the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day.'" So he was just in a direct violation. God told Moses to tell the people, no work on Sabbath, no kindling of fire on Sabbath, work 6 days out of the week. And the man chose to violate it, and it cost him his life. It's just that simple. If you give God the finger, you refuse to obey him, there's a penalty for it, for everything.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.